ready. Everybody, what's that show about?
Everybody, this is Miles with Static Show. Thanks for listening. Come on in. Yeah.
See, I got to mix it up for you because, you know, otherwise.
I got to bring in the energy.
You'll be, you know, you'll just be like, oh, he's being lame. This is the way you talk. Whenever you talk about, whenever you're complaining, this is the way you talk. Oh, you're always messing up.
I don't think I talk like that.
You sound just like that guy in college, the sports guy, Bill. Oh, come on now.
Yeah, that's my hero. Yeah.
What was his last name?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Bill.
Bill Monroe.
Oh, Bill Wilson. Oh, Bill Wilson, WIB Sports.
Yeah.
Come on. You guys ever go on Bat Day?
Yeah, I have that somewhere, man.
Yeah, you talk about Bat Day.
Cassette.
Yeah. He was writing it still in the Illinois a while back. I found him. Yeah. Good guy.
Illinois.
The Illinois. But he was a writer. Yeah. He wasn't doing TV.
Writer? What?
A radio.
A bullshit.
Probably. Oh. I mean, you know, that's what pays.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you were all chomping at the bit here tonight to tell something, so I guess go right ahead. Let's hear it.
Sometimes in life, you kind of break new ground.
Oh, you're actually going to tell it. I thought maybe you were going to give up already.
You kind of cross into another region, I suppose, that you didn't really think you were going to cross into.
Have you got a new profession or something? Or?
No.
I never thought I'd be a gigolo, but it happened today.
Just a gigolo.
I said, my block and tackle isn't enough to work in the business, but apparently it is.
Well, now I'm riding. There you go.
Well, so what's happening? You got me all intrigued.
Well, so my wife was dealing with a lot of pain there a week or two ago.
That's been, how long have you been married? Like 20 some years? I think that's
so long. I don't even freaking remember. It has been so freaking long. It's coming up on 29 years, I think.
Yeah, it'd take less of a procedure to get, you know, like hemorrhoids removed than you, so.
Yeah, pretty much. At this point, yeah, there's no turning back at this point. Yeah. So, you know, she always, you know, self-diagnoses herself on the internet, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I was bit by a tsetse fly. I know it. That's why I have all this belly pain. Ooh.
Maybe I'm she like, just ate too many. I ate a bunch of carrots once, and I kind of turned orange. I did.
Hey, Kool-Aid.
I got an orange tint and my stomach hurt. It's just a bunch of carrots.
My taint.
My carrots. Carrots make
and
hurt.
She did not see a regular doctor. She saw some fill-in doctor. He goes,
It reminds me of that Seinfeld where the one dude
ass man
starts blowing on him. It was the same guy who was in Groundhog Day was in Seinfeld as like some kind of new age guy.
Oh, okay. I guess I didn't see that.
Oh, well, whatever. Keep going.
And so, you know, as doctors like to do, well, it could be three or four things, you know, you could have this or this. And my wife will have none of it. You know, like, no, it can't be. It can't be. Yeah,
it's COVID.
And, she ends up in the ER. And they're like, well, we think you're full of shit.
Like literally?
Literally.
Oh, boy. She hadn't pooped, huh?
Yeah. So they give her like she downs like a whole quart of like this clear liquid. Nothing happens.
Oh my Lord.
So then she goes back a second time, and they, you know, do a little bit of intrusive, you know, stuff. And that helps out a little, but, you know, they're like, well, you might want to keep going with this. You might want to make a habit of it or something, you know.
Drinking the clear liquid or sticking things up your butt?
No, like a Fleet.
Enema.
And so she gets home, and so the first time she does it herself, right?
Okay.
And it's not really completely successful, right?
I've never had to experience this, so I'm at a loss here.
So it's like a bottle, a plastic bottle with clear liquid in it, and it's got like a pointy, long pointy end, I suppose, to it. Okay. And it's probably about 4 inches long, this little thing.
Okay.
But it's not, circumference maybe like a good pen maybe or a pencil or something. It's not very good.
All right.
And so for round two, she goes, Miles, need you, buddy. Come here.
Oh, my Lord. This is not a good thing to involve.
I go, you know, she's like, I want you to kind of take one for the team. I'm like, oh, boy. Yes, well, she did me a long time ago. Yes.
Oh, my God, you guys.
Yeah, was that the first year we were married? Yeah.
First year
okay, well, that was 20-some years ago.
Oh, my God. Well, so, it's much worse back there now, so.
She's like, I want you to do me up the butt with this. I'm like, oh my God.
What the hell?
I go, does it go back and forth then, or how does it?
He could not stop laughing.
I was laughing so hard. I don't know why. Oh, my God. I couldn't do it at first. I mean, literally, I needed 5 minutes to work into it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. This poor woman's in pain, and here you are just mocking her.
Like a month ago, I was seeing my poor dad with dementia, you know, and he's dealing with bathroom issues, which I let my brother handle. Like, thank God, I'll never have to deal with like something like that. And then, like, lo and behold, it's like, all right, Dr. Miles, do your best.
Well, I mean,
I would say
at least this is your wife and not your father.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I think you got the better part of the deal there.
Yeah. So, because I'm like, well,
I would hope you've been in that area at least somewhere close by in the last few years.
Yeah, a little bit. And the only instruction I get is aim towards my belly button.
That's what the box said.
And I don't know why that sounded so funny. I could not stop laughing. I'm like, this is beyond what I signed up for. Okay, I did not sign up for this. I don't remember this in my marriage vows. You know, you might have to do some shit you don't want
to
do.
I had to do this to you.
Well, that was different, though. That was different.
That was different. Plus, his belly button is like way out front. Way out front.
And I got to say, she took it a lot better than I did when I had to have this done like 29 years ago.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm like, so I didn't know when to stop, you know, because you want to get all the liquid in there you can, you know.
I'll take your word for it, yes.
And I mean, there was still some left, but I go, what if I pull out and this comes like shooting out, you know?
Yeah.
There's some kind of weird backdraft going on or something, and you know, I get sprayed with, you know, clear liquid and Duke. You know,
I hope you suit it up. I hope you put on your suit.
No,
I'm dressed for work. I've got my my suit on, and
I got all my Bears gear on. Yeah. I'm like, oh boy, I really should have rethought this and put on like my worst clothes I could find. And
should have got that Packer jersey out.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. Should have sold my kids Packer shit and been wearing that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I was packing all right. Yeah, I packed it in there.
Oh my gosh. Oh my Lord. And, I wanted to even ask about this tonight.
So that you have to like let the victim sit there for a while. And
do you have to, you know, do you have to shake her or roll her around a little bit?
La cucaracha, la cucaracha, da, 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 da.
I don't know how this works. Do you do the, you know, with the hands and you go, you know.
You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around.
Is there any kind of massaging? Or...
No, he just
massaging. Oh my god, what am I massaging?
I don't know.
Yeah, well, I'm not gonna stick around, and you know, just in case it starts, you know, coming out. I'm like, no, I'm out.
Is it like, you know, a junior high volcano kind of situation, or
start... Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, the old Bobby Brady thing there. What the hell?
Start bubbling all of a sudden, and then...
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of. Like, what if it starts frothing out of there?
Oh my
gosh. Yep.
Oh my lord. What did you eat? Oh my goodness.
I don't know, but it worked, I guess. Okay.
Does everything come out okay then, or?
Good now.
Yeah, she's okay now.
Oh, well, good. That's fantastic. I'm glad.
Because I'm not going in there for the encore. I know that. I'm like, no.
I think you need to vary your diet a little more. Maybe, I don't know. Get some
and
more
maybe
roughage.
Get someone else. Why can't you have your best friend Desiree come over and do this? I'm sure she's got some, you know, experience with such things. Sure.
So I think she's got some professional experience.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I mean, people usually have to pay good money for something like that.
Oh,
I think.
Oh my god!
So I don't know. It was all weird. She goes, "Okay, now get that hamster." I'm like, "What? Oh my god! This is beyond weird."
This box says liquid hamster. What?
Here goes again.
Release the humps.
I don't know what that means.
Oh no, the hamster's gonna get shit faced.
Oh my goodness. Gosh. Can you walk after that, or do you have to shuffle, or how does that work?
You can walk, apparently.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, see, I had this conversation with this woman outside a bar in Columbia once.
Wait, is this the girl that was sticking like the matchbox?
Yeah, the matchbox cars.
Up her wee wee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It depends on how long you wait.
Yeah. Luckily, we have a small house, so she didn't have that much of a walk. You know, it was just like.
Does it make noises? Are you like ready?
Are you ready, Boots?
Yeah. Stop watching. Oh my lord. You guys.
Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever have to cross that bridge, but apparently I did. So.
Well.
Yeah.
Happy 50th birthday.
Yeah. Here we go.
Oh my goodness.
That's so she got some Polish brain surgery, but she turned out okay. So
Polish brain. Oh my goodness. So that's good though. Everything's happened. Everything's out and flowing, and you know.
Yeah.
I think she probably was kind of, you know, backed up because of some anxiety that you've induced, is my guess. But
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Probably worried about something. I'm sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, so you were probably the root cause of these things anyway.
I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I just had to hold a bottle and squeeze.
Hold a bottle, squeeze into the cheese.
Yeah, is this how baby Jessica got made?
You ever see the movie Twister?
I don't know. I mean... Oh my goodness.
At me.
This was not the story I was expecting, to be honest with you.
I apologize.
Well, I like to cover new ground with my stories, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't I was
oh
forbidden
gosh.
To tell it at first, but
well, I'm glad everything's working now. Holy moly.
So next week my wife's gonna do a prostate exam on me, so we'll see how that goes.
You like that, but you tend to go to strangers for those things, but
she's going to melt the prostrate, she said. So
yeah, okay. Oh my goodness, you guys, I swear, But that was the issue then. That was the whole issue, was blockage? Or
Yep.
Really? No. I eat a lot of roughage. I don't want to tell you what to eat, but I eat a lot of roughage. Don't have any problems. Yeah. A lot of roughage.
Yeah, unless she had shat in like 4 or 5 days. I'm like, oh my God.
I couldn't even make it a day and a half, for Christ's
sake. I know. If I didn't go at least 3 times a day, I get weird, man. Yeah. Like, no, I have to go.
3 times a day is a little much, but yes.
I do.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. I'm sure you do. Oh my gosh.
I do. I have a very active system. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, overactive potentially there, yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's four days. That's too many.
Yeah, I thought you'd enjoy it.
That's about 3 too many, I would say.
Yeah, I'd be very worried.
I'd
be driving to Mayo at that point. I'm like, I'm going up. Don't care.
You'd be like, honey, run out and get me the garden hose and the spray adapter. Not the trigger one, the one that you turn. The twisty one, you know, the brass one. Yeah, that one.
Go out to that new truck stop, honey, and go get me one of them twisty straws that kind of curls around like a pigtail. Right. We're going to use that.
I need 5 pipe cleaners and a pair of gloves.
Give me some Legos.
Legos.
Gonna make a platform.
Oh my gosh, that's just horrible. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
It just sounds terrible.
I know. I didn't think I'd be dealing with the dirt star that day, but
yeah, I guess. Oh my goodness.
It was terrible for me, not for you.
I didn't really enjoy doing it. I'm gonna be upfront honest with it. I'm gonna be very upfront honest.
He goes, well, I've ticked something off of my wish list.
Let me see. Golden showers next. And then...
Oh, my goodness.
Rusty trombone. I'd like to see that happen. And then,
oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Horrible. Horrible.
Isn't that terrible? Yeah.
Well, I'm glad everything's working now.
Yeah, I am too.
Oh. It's bad to, I mean, you know. Did you get a 2-pack or, I mean, you know.
Yeah, she did. I think it was like Ghostbusters when they first, you know, start using the guns and they're not really sure what's going to happen, you know.
Right,
that
yeah.
was kind of like, it was like, ah.
You said don't cross the streams.
I got to put it in the trap.
Yeah. We came. We saw.
How do you like me now?
Yeah, I guess you were at the risk of being slimed.
Tastes minty.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah, do those things have flavors or anything? The
you know, I did. I washed up pretty well after that whole.
I don't know why the chocolate's not selling very well.
The margarita is delicious.
That's yeah, exactly. Yeah, you could have put a little vodka in there for her. Would have.
Yeah, right. Yeah. A little coffee.
Would have helped her out.
I told her to drink a cup of coffee because people will always are talking about just drink a cup of coffee.
I don't drink coffee. Yeah. Well, apparently that's what they say.
I don't want to.
Yeah. I don't.
No, she could have saved herself like $7,000, but you know, she's like, oh well.
Oh well. What else are you gonna do, you know?
Yeah, poop poop a doop.
Well, my story is going to be nothing compared to that. So,
well, let's see.
So I was recently in Amish country where the Amish live, you know?
Arcola?
Arcola, yeah. I was in the town of Arcola. I sent you some stuff about that, but
Yeah, you know, you send me like random pictures of stuff. I'm like, I don't know what this is. I think it's an old high school.
It's to amuse myself is what it's for. And I send it to you and I'm like, I wonder what he's going to think this is. And then, of course, you kind of wimp out and lame out. You're like, hey, I'm busy. I'm knee deep in my wife's butthole with this thing.
I'm balls deep in it right now.
I can't be, you know, your little picture riddles aren't working for me right now.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what this guy's even sending me anymore. I'm like, okay, I have no idea what this is.
For my work, I used to travel all the time. And so, you know,
but anyway, yeah.
I haven't traveled in a while. And so I've traveled a little bit for, not actually even for my work, for other reasons. And I was in Arcola. And, yeah. We were getting ready to head out, but we had a couple things to do, so we had some time to kill for between two things. And so I was with my wife, and she's like, well, let's go. There's this place that's supposed to have spices, right?
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm on the hunt for cheap spices. And I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm along for the ride, you know? And so we go to this place. I can't remember the name of the place now, but it's like, you know, we're on the main drag and it says this way to this spice place.
I got a hankering for paprika.
Yeah, paprika. And I'm like, okay. And so we start driving. And I mean, we're heading it's not even a very big town. And we're going out of town and it's like, keep going, keep going. And what? We keep going, so we get about, like, I don't know, 3 or 4 miles outside of town, and we come upon this giant pole barn. I don't know if everybody knows what a pole barn is, but it's a big metal building that's got a bunch of poles inside of it holding it up. But and it was this place that was like this, I call it the Amish Sam's Club, or the Amish, what's the other one, Costco. So the Amish Costco or whatever. So I'm like, wow, this is pretty wild. It's like all gravel, you know, parking area.
Oh yeah.
They did have some handicapped spots, but no markings or anything. It's fairly, you know, loosely laid out. Place to hit your horse because it's an Amish area. And we go into this pole barn. I'll tell you, you know. One of the nicest pole barns I've been in, and I've been in a few, but
I bet.
I'm like, yeah, look, and they had is all concrete and shelving and it's, you know, just shit as far as the eye could see in this giant pole barn, and but everybody working there was an Amish woman. You guys have been to this. I've never been to one of these.
We've been to one, yes.
We have two of them near here.
Did you get your fleet?
English. Do you want the fleet and my English?
I was like, this is bizarre. So we kind of walk around and you know, she finds spices. It's like everything's like in, you know, little like deli packaging or something. They just pour a bunch of them in a little bucket and slap a sticker on it and call it a day.
Canisters.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Film canister. And they had candy and spices and everything. And so she got what she wanted and so forth. And then she had to go to the bathroom, which she said that the bathrooms were really nice. I didn't go in. But and so she's like, go get in line. Mm-mm. And I'm going to go to the bathroom. Because I always get abandoned everywhere that I don't know what I'm supposed to do. So...
It's like
you should know what you should do. I have no idea. Yeah. I'll go do it, you know?
Yes.
And so I get behind this guy who he's not Amish, but he's obviously some kind of farmer in overalls or something. And
yeah.
I've got like candy and all these spices. I didn't get a basket or anything. I just got them all on my hands, you know. I've got like 20 things I'm trying to juggle here. He's like, I see you got all the essentials.
Oh, one of these guys. All right.
And I go, oh, yeah. I said, you're doing pretty good yourself there. And I said, you know, he had candy and he had this bottle and it looked like a wine bottle. And I, not thinking, I said, oh, you got the wine. He's like, oh, not wine, grape juice.
wait, is this Colonel Klink? Who is
this
guy?
I don't know. He's talked funny.
Logan?
He talked funny to me. And, of course, then after that, he wouldn't talk to me. So, because there's no wine. It's an Amish place.
It's an enema.
And then as we're, exactly, a fleet.
Fruit enema in a wine bottle.
In a wine bottle, that's right. We reuse, recycle. and so as he stops talking to me and we get closer, and I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, I don't have any money.
Uh-oh.
I don't have any cash. I'm like, they don't may not take any credit cards because it's all this Amish stuff, right?
Some of them do.
I didn't see anything. I didn't see any kind of machines or anything, you know. They kind of had a rudimentary, it was a cash register, but it wasn't like new. It was like probably from maybe the 90s or something. I'm like, and my wife's still in the bed. I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? You know? So I was thinking, well, I've already upset this gentleman. And now I'm, going to hang back and be weird. So I get up there. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to go for it. And if they say something, I'll hopefully, my wife will come out. She's got some money or something. And so I get to the thing and I put stuff on. And then my wife walks up and there's no barcodes, right? It's all hand entered.
Oh, shit.
So she's looking at the numbers and it's going, dee, 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 right?
Yeah.
And then I pull up my card, ahead of time. So I'm like, I've got a card, so tell me. Yeah. And she pops open this drawer underneath and it pulls out the thing to swipe the card and everything. It was all brand new. It was like a brand new card reader thing that was like on this little mounted slide out underneath the counter. It was bizarre.
English, give me that card, English.
Yeah, and then they rang it up and everything, but then the lady in front of me, before I got rung up, the lady in front of me was talking to the lady working, and I thought they were talking in another language because I could not understand a word they said. And so then we leave after I paid and everything. And I asked my wife, I said, what language were they speaking? And she goes, English. I'm like, what? She's like, I go,
Spanish. I go,
no, they were. And she's like, yes, they were. She goes, the one lady asked the other lady how her husband was. And she said he was fine. And then they said, how's your little, the kids were there with her. So-and-so looks just like so-and-so. And she gave me the whole rundown. And I'm like, really? I mean, to me, it all sounded like it was,
wait.
It was all another language.
What happened in that bathroom to your wife?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she got replaced with an Amish clone.
Yeah, exact lookalike.
Yeah. They've been hybridizing the food for a long time, so maybe they have something going on. But yeah, apparently they just mumbled a lot or something. I don't know. So anyway, she made fun of me, No, they're speaking English.
The fat son of a bitch behind me.
Yeah, you see. She pissed off Wilbur, who thought he had wine.
Wine? No, we don't drink wine.
Yeah, and so, I've just never been to a Amish Sam's Club before. It was really quite interesting. But there was probably, 15 or 20 of these Amish women working there. I'm like, what could they be paying them? They couldn't be paying them very much.
They do not look very happy working there either.
These ladies were chatty. They were very chatty.
The ones I seen were not. Yeah, they're not. Yeah, I was like.
Well, maybe they're suffering, such as your wife.
I don't know. Maybe they're all backed up. I don't know.
All backed up.
Actually, the one we go to, they actually sell the hats. I've been so tempted to buy one of those hats, but then I thought, man, I know they're going to yell at me if they buy this, man.
Why? Like you're not supposed to have it or something?
I don't know. Well, I don't know if it's going to get weird if I, hey, I want to get one of your kooky hats, man. Can I just wear one of them?
They'll probably say one of these words that I couldn't understand, like RNG, and then you'll make fun of
Cold Sucker.
They'll be like, Midsummer. You'll be whisked away or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that was my experience at the Amish Sam's Club, and it was. I mean, we got a lot of spice for very little money. So everybody seemed
spooky
happy.
Spooky spice, scary spice.
Baby spice. Yeah, sporty spice.
Yeah, sporty.
So, but I did not see any enemas. But
you don't have those.
Nope, I didn't even ask for any. So,